This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour, the Great Hill Morning Show brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online at windowworldofboston.com.
Big boss, my quip is loaded, it's full of violence. I put it in your face and you won't say nada. Fight those cholos, you call us what you will. You say we are assassins, you're tripping about to kill. It's in my brother be an Aztec warrior. Go to any extreme and hold no barriers. Chicano, and I'm brown and proud. Want this chingazo, see more than let's get down. Right now, in the dirt. What's the matter? You afraid you're gonna get hurt? I'm with my homeboys, my ties, my camaradas. Kicking back, por mi ganga y pa' mi no diga nada. You're switching gornes, like Al Capone, it. Control our thoughts, so don't ever try to sweat me. Some of you don't know what's happening. Get by
Wiggy Cinco de Mayo choice on the rejoin. I like that. Who is that?
Kid Frost.
Kid like, Frost?
Yeah, from the early 90s, called La Raza. I was always fascinated with the Mexican culture.
Really?
I think it started out early for me.
Growing up in Eastie?
Yeah, and for some reason, I remember always watching Cheech and Chong, and a lot of them... No, seriously, and a lot of
that's
them...
That's what got you fascinated with the Mexican culture?
Yeah, because I was always, like, fascinated with the lowrider, right? Mm-hmm. I always wanted, like, a lowrider, and then when I got to the league, I was able to get one. Like, so I was always fascinated with the Mexican culture and just the whole lowrider and that whole scene and everything. There's a pretty good documentary on a tattoo artist. I believe he's Mexican. Forget the name of it, though. I guess he's tattooed a bunch of people.
You can do a lowrider rejoin
before the end of the show this morning. Yeah.
This is David. David, good morning.
Good morning. You know, Wiggy, we learn so much about you, whether we want to or not. and it can get really disturbing. I need to know about feet, fake meat. How did you come about fake meat? Have you eaten fake meat? Is it part of your current diet? What is feet? How did it come about?
What's that fake meat? You know, my mother used to try to pan it off as like, you want me to eat spam? Yeah. I'm like, nah, I'm not eating that fake meat.
So spam is fake meat.
Yeah, that feet. Yeah, feet. I ain't eating no fake meat.
Speaking of feet, we never got to the story from science this morning, but you can no longer look at the size of a guy's feet to determine whether or not he is well endowed.
Okay.
Turns out, according to science, it is big nose, big hose.
Oh, wow.
They did a study in Japan.
Uh-huh.
And they determined that guys who have a giant nose are most likely to be above average below the belt.
Big day for Martians.
So they did this in Japan?
Yes, it is. Yeah, they did it in Japan.
Why
yes.
Japan?
I don't know.
That's
where the scientists were located.
I should have went to Africa if they really wanted
to. That's where they decided to do it.
Proper science.
They decided to do it there.
Big but nose, huh?
The way they did it was they examined, believe it or not, 125 corpses.
Really?
And they measured the nose, and then they measured the other thing. Huh. And they determined that if you have an extra large nose, mm-hmm. An outsized, oversized nose, mm-hmm. then you most likely have an oversized junk area.
I guess I would just make this complaint to science in general. Unless we have a cure for all cancers, let's stop looking at cadavers to measure their nose and their schlong.
Well, I mean, come on, you know.
Now, if you
schlong's wanna, schlong's a key, man.
If you're, if you're
not doubting that, Wings.
If you want to try this at home, if you have a nose that is 1.8 inches long,
mm-hmm.
then your average below the belt length is 4.1 inches.
Ooh, that's
and
small.
If you have if you have a 2.2 inch nose,
right.
It is 5.3 inches long. So
still below average.
Below
we got
belt.
A ruler in here, and I want to measure my nose.
Get us to 10.
We should get a ruler. We should see measure our noses.
I do.
My nose
noses.
Hair was out of control one time.
God.
By the way, in case you're wondering, the record for the world's longest nose is
6 inches.
No.
You realize how big that would be?
No.
Huge.
It's currently held by a guy in Turkey who has a 3.5 inch nose from bridge to tip.
Okay.
Man.
That's how you measure.
So what would that correlate to?
What? Oh, I don't know, like a good 10, 12 inches, I'm guessing. I mean, the guy.
Because you said 2.5 is.
He's the most popular guy in Turkey, that's for sure.
Oh, my right. God. I'm looking at this guy from Turkey.
Yeah.
He looks like Marshan's dad.
So Marshan, he's listening to this. He's like, see, lady, stop looking at my feet.
He's got like this unbelievable package.
This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Yeah, I have a question for Wiggy.
Yes.
I want to know if he thinks Cam Jones...
Mac Jones will put
Cam and have put pressure on Cam to be a better quarterback.
Somebody brought that up
yeah,
earlier.
I think, I don't think Cam needs Mac Jones
to push him
per se, but the fact that they have a number one quarterback that they drafted in the first round, that's instantly pressure on anybody at any position. And I think Cam knows the year that he had last year and that this is his final year to prove to everybody that he still is, like he says he is, one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league.
Who has a bigger nose, Cam Newton or Mac Jones?
Ooh, good point.
I don't know. Have to look at that.
I got to say, though, it's been like a week now, almost a week, and Cam Newton, not very supportive on social media. I mean, he hadn't said nothing.
Oh, come on, Ken.
I mean, you would have think he would like just done the old politically correct, happy to welcome Mac Jones to the organization.
What did he say that was negative about Mac
He's
Jones?
Not said anything. So his silence is quite deafening.
Yeah, but
I mean,
that's how people are in competitions. I mean, just think about our search for co-hosts. How many good things get said about contestant X or contestant C?
Right.
Well.
You think Kendra has took to, or Britt, or who else came in here? Mego? And who was the other person that came in?
They've been pretty supportive of each other, by the way.
Britt, Kendra,
other than Britt.
Mego.
Elizabeth.
Oh, and Elizabeth, yeah.
I mean, what?
Meredith.
You're saying that if you're Cam Newton, you consider Mac Jones
competition
to be trying to get your job.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you want. I mean, that's what you want. When somebody knows that somebody's breathing down their neck and they could potentially take their job, and then if that person comes in and looks like, all right, they might be a pretty good player, it's putting pressure on somebody.
But obviously Aaron Rodgers didn't handle this much different case. Obviously, Rod, I'm not comparing Rodgers to Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers was upset about this last year. Now, they did make an AFC, you know, NFC title game, but still, it was disruptive to the organization.
Wasn't Brady upset with it? I mean, that's just human nature. People, you know, when people are gunning for your job or they bring somebody in to, you know, ultimately take your job, that's not going to be, you're not going to be like, oh, yeah, great. I'm happy for you to be here. Let's go to dinner and that kind of thing. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, it reminds me of Rich Eisen and his scoop yesterday with regard to Deshaun Watson, which is that they may be settling these cases to the tune of how much would you guess?
Oh, my God. I mean, I can't even imagine.
What do you think each massage therapist walks away with? 100 grand? 100, 150? Higher, Curtis?
Absolutely.
No, each one?
I don't think 100 grand. Wasn't there one allegedly that they said?
Well, they said they can't work. You know, can't work again. It's too stressful.
Well, no, I mean one who said that she would have been quiet if he just paid her 100,000. So maybe 100 grand. But I mean, if he settles out, you know how people are going to think. They're going to instantly, obviously, when you settle out, people think that you did something. So, but it might be a smart move for him to do, just if he can get it over with.
Here's what Eisen said yesterday.
A settlement is potentially nigh between Deshaun Watson and whomever. And then we'll see. That could be placed in the hands of the commissioner. We'll see what happens if Deshaun gets suspended for whatever his behavior has been found to be.
So, first of all, anybody that uses nigh should be punched in the face. Secondly, this is something, the conversation that he had prior to that cut was discussing how at the draft, there's so many different rumors
right.
and innuendo going on because everybody's finally congregating together, especially after the last year with COVID. And he said that's what he was hearing. So I cannot envision a scenario by which Deshaun Watson plays in the first 8 games next season.
You can't?
No.
Even if he settles?
Well, I believe if the money is not going to be as high as you think, then that would have to come with some semblance of an admittance of guilt, in my opinion. So
oftentimes those parties agree to settle, and
right.
it remains confidential.
Well, Kobe Bryant didn't. He had to apologize and
right.
admit guilt. So it depends on the case. But
then Kobe just apologized to his wife.
No, he bought her a $4 million engagement ring.
He did apologize to his wife, but part of it, he could not continue to maintain his innocence.
Oh, and they did an awkward press conference, yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, side note, Tiffany's is going to start selling today engagement rings for men. Is that a new? That must be the new trend, is that a guy wears an engagement ring? Women are finally winning. They've won this battle for years where they wanted a guy to wear an engagement ring like they did.
A woman wants to spend money on a ring for a guy?
He probably has to buy it for himself.
Yeah, why would women want that?
That's awful.
So they don't want their guy out talking to other women while he's engaged.
Yeah, but and isn't there like the science say guys who wear wedding rings are more likely to be hit on?
I don't know if science says that.
I mean, do a study.
Look at your nose.
Bill Gates might say that.
Google it.
I don't know.
Ask Jeeves.
All right, but I feel like I've heard that before, you know, that men who wear wedding rings are more likely to get hit on.
What'd you think of that story yesterday that Bill Gates, during the length of his 27-year marriage, got one long weekend away with his ex-girlfriend every
year?
And Mrs. Gates was okay with that.
Because she had her a long weekend with her ex-boyfriend. Don't let her fool you now. You know, that's the problem. Listen, when your significant other says, sure, go ahead, you can go do what you want to do, believe me, they doing what they want to do.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
They're not just being nice and allowing you a weekend away?
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, enjoy your weekend with, you know, Brittany, mm-hmm. because Jamal is coming over.
Okay.
Jeez.
I'm just keeping it. He's coming over to talk about Microsoft computers.
Wiggy, by the way, yesterday we discussed, is it going to be $65 billion a piece.
Uh-huh.
Given what we already know now about Bill Gates that we didn't know before, he's going to be paying well more than half to keep his secrets hidden from the world.
You think so?
Yes. He is going to. There is a lot. If that's day one, we get that he had a girl that he could sleep with whenever he wanted to in marriage. Day 13 goes down his, you know, searching history.
Well, the conspiracy theorists are excited because they want to know how much farmland Bill Gates actually owns in the United States. Apparently, he owns acres and acres and acres and acres of it. And so they want access to that through some sort of divorce proceeding. But with regard to Deshaun Watson, so if he settles, is there concern by the next NFL team that they need to wait a while on him to, or is there no concern whatsoever because it's been settled out of court?
Mm-hmm.
You could look at it and say, hey, it's a nuisance
right.
lawsuit. These are nuisance suits. Or are there teams that are afraid to? I hate to say it in this way, but are there teams that are afraid to touch him for a while?
Well, if we're to believe Rich Eisen, and I know you played the audio a little bit, Ken, he said that he was hearing a settlement and a trade, right? In that audio.
Right.
So if we're to believe that, then a settlement is coming and then there'd be some trade. So I don't think teams, there would definitely be teams that would be willing to, you know, go after Deshaun Watson. The question's going to become, how long is he suspended for? I know they, I saw one of the interviews that maybe the night of the draft, and I forget who asked the commissioner about it, and he said they're just kind of doing their due diligence and investigating it. So it's going to, I think that's going to be the biggest question. And we've seen the commissioner before do some strange things where he doesn't have a lot of evidence and he suspends guys. Or he'll suspend guy for longer. Like Brady got suspended for 4 weeks, you know, and there was really no evidence there. Ezekiel Elliott got 6 games when the person that Goodell hired to find out about the information and all that said that you probably shouldn't suspend this guy.
One team that's a worry in the division is Miami, because I could see them, and already Watson had some interest in going there. Mm-hmm. I could see them saying, well, we're not sure about Tua. Perfect. 8-game suspension. We'll take a risk. Maybe mid-season we go to the Watson card.
Right.
And that makes the division very interesting.
And I think that Deshaun Watson, for his benefit, has to start and play whenever he's able to, if that's with the Texans, and just get out there, because the only way he's going to have trade value is if he's been through the ringer of answering the questions. I'm sure he'll do a sit down with some, you know, with someone at ESPN, and then goes back, apologizes, and returns to the field. And then I think next season, maybe the Texans would get a lot more for him, and he'd be in a better position to start fresh somewhere else.
Aren't you disappointed in these women if they settle? I mean, the lawyer said they were not in it for the money. He said they were suing for the minimum. So I mean, what kind of message did this send if they all settle for some exorbitant sum of money?
Maybe they don't want their names dragged through the mud any more than they already have been.
Well, some of them already made it public.
Yeah.
Mrs. Busby.
This case isn't about money. If you look at the pleadings that we filed carefully, we have pled the jurisdictional minimums.
Okay, and then now they're going to sell?
Well, I assume some of them want the law enforcement to investigate it, right?
And have they even done that yet?
I haven't heard anything about it. I think it would be, obviously, it's such a crazy situation because I know Deshaun Watson probably doesn't want to settle because everybody's going to think, you know, because when you settle nowadays,
everybody says you're guilty.
Right.
If you settle.
But then if he's like, I want to fight this thing, how long is that going to take? And when does the commissioner of the NFL go, okay, we found enough information here. Here's his suspension, you know, because I think the longer he prolongs it and continues to fight it, doesn't it seem like the commissioner goes, well, we don't have all the information here, so now he's in limbo? He's got to be thinking about that.
But I love Ken. I'm not trying to rip him here. But
what? But
you say this, you're ripping the women who initially said that they didn't want to settle, it wasn't about the money. Why aren't you ripping Deshaun Watson, who said he would never settle? He would never admit to anything because he did nothing wrong. Why do you rip the women but not rip Deshaun Watson?
Okay, that's a fair point.
Well, but Ken, I mean, he makes a legit point that if you're a lawyer and you stand up there and say it's not about money,
right,
and then it ends up being about money, does that make people scratch their heads about it?
Saying that so they probably never were raped?
No. No, just like why, unless they're going to settle and then continue to pursue it on the, you know, the legal
criminal
like
side,
the criminal side of things.
Well, I think that they have done their job already because Deshaun Watson has been exposed as a guy that
don't use that word.
Oh, right. I mean, he has been. I mean, people have seen a side of him that they never saw before.
That's why he should just settle. Because, I mean, already in the eyes of everybody, not everybody, but there's a good portion of people that think he's guilty.
This is Ken from the Cape. By the way, Ken, worst moment of Breece Hill's weekend on Sunday was driving by the Chick-fil-A in Hyannis and realizing that it's not open on Sundays. Absolute disaster. they need a special provision down there. What's up, Ken?
I believe Deshaun Watson is willing to settle because, one, he knows he's guilty. Number two, if he takes this all to trial, all the evidence is going to come out. He's going to lose his career 100%, and it will probably cost him one hell of a lot more money than maybe settling for $100,000 with 22 women.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
I mean, that's $2 million.
That's a good point.
That's $2.2 million. But you're right. He could stand.
$2 million to Deshaun Watson isn't a lot of money for the contract he signed.
Yeah.
Right.
So why not get rid of this, take the 8 or 10 or 12 week suspension and then move on? Otherwise, he could lose his career, period.
Yeah, but I almost feel like, even with Ken, right, is that I think people think he's guilty, right? There's a good portion. And so if you're Deshaun Watson, and even if you know you didn't do anything, you got to be asking your lawyer. What's his lawyer's name? Harden, right?
Rusty Harden.
Right. He's got to be saying, how long is this going to take?
And Larry.
Larry is furiously texting me, by the way, listening to the show with legal advice for Deshaun Watson.
It'd be interesting.
Larry, the lawyer, says on text, it's always about the money.
Right.
Exactly.
It's never about anything else.
God forbid we criticize Tony Busby, and Curtis got all upset.
Up against the clock. I want to get your thoughts, and maybe we'll get Larry's thoughts, too.
Because I got a question for him that really, I think, what Deshaun Watson is thinking more than anything
you do?
Else. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that right now. Cannon, what is trending?
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the proven weight loss program combining science, coaching, and nutrition. Receive weekly guidance and customization to ensure success each and every week until reaching your goal. By the way, people who just joined us, do we have an official guest host update from you? You mentioned something at the start of the show. I just wanted to reset that real quick. Do we have any update?
I believe we're inching closer on an opportunity to hear from the fifth and final guest host.
We're inching towards an opportunity.
And I believe that we still live in a democracy in mm-hmm. which every individual is allowed to have their voice heard. So I believe, as I have stated, I am not in a rush.
It's on hold.
I will not be rushed by those in the Twitch chat or by J. Charles Wiggins. Or by the personal manager of Megan Ottolini, Ken Laird. I will not be pushed by anybody. This is a very important decision, which will affect the outcome of this entire region for an extended period of time.
It's a very important decision.
By the end of the week, I believe things will be solidified, not fluid, solid by the end of the week.
By the end of the week, you think?
Yes.
I wonder if Britt would get that same type of...
She would. I would do anything at all for Brittany. Mm. I love Brittany.
But did you say this week or did you say at a week?
This week.
Okay.
I believe this week.
Because you said last Friday and then you said Monday. And then
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, short of me taking Friday off, which I am contemplating because I haven't used any of my vacation days at all this year. But I believe we will have some resolution by the end of the week.
It's like the reopening of Massachusetts.
Yeah, correct.
It's always all over the
place. It's in flux.
And you saw my text last night. We have all but two of the initial wave guest host ratings in.
Yes.
So they're ranked 1 through 15.
Oh, correct.
Wow. So it's very interesting.
Those ratings. Man. I'm just saying, you see who was at the top of the heap?
Yeah. But then you changed on her.
Because
Brittany was number one. Highest rated first guest host.
She was. But I can't put in a final big board yet.
Well,
it's like
true.
I feel like Mel Kiper, who's been taken hostage, ready to give his final.
Listen, it is about, in my mind,
but Justin Fields keeps moving his pro day.
In my mind, it's about one thing and one thing only. It's about chemistry, and the individuals that we had in here,
mm-hmm.
they all had good chemistry.
Right.
There were varying degrees of great chemistry, and that's what I'm leaning toward when it comes to this decision.
Greg, are you saying Wiggy? Are you saying Greg's like Belichick? He went to one pro day.
No. I'm saying Greg's like that coach that's going waiting for the person who keeps moving their second pro day.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I can't make a decision until I see that second pro day.
Ken sounds mad, so I want to give him some good news. President Trump is no longer his bid to return to Facebook was. Turned down. So.
Oh, boy.
Turned down for what?
I know. Good question.
All right. Bruins losing overtime last night. Red Sox win. Celtics back at it tonight. We'll find out about Jaylen Brown. He's probably not going to play tonight. I think that's definite. Biggest of those three teams right now, what grabs you, Greg? Bruins, right?
Bruins.
Yeah. Next week, playoff series. And Tom Wilson not suspended?
Ridiculous. So, I mean, what he did was done to a player who is done for the rest of the season.
Yeah, no.
You're talking about, when it comes to the Rangers, Maybe their best forward, who's done for the season.
Yeah, definitely their
he
best
should
forward.
Be also.
But let me ask you this. Take the name off the back of the jersey.
It doesn't matter.
You know, I see. I think that that type of, like, stuff happens all the time in hockey.
Why are you defending a guy?
I'm not defending the guy.
Could have broken somebody's neck.
I'm not defending the guy. Said you're missing.
And he's a repeat offender.
Right.
He did it. When he did it to Carlo, he got 7 games. Correct. Suspended for 7 games for boarding Carlo.
Right.
3 weeks ago or a month ago, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Why no suspension this go-round?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know.
Second time in a season. It's ridiculous.
I don't know why that. But when you look at...
I don't know why that. Well, why don't you know why that?
Because boarding happens in the game all the time. So what I'm saying is take the name off the jersey. And I'm not...
Just throwing a guy down without his helmet on and maybe...
Marchand did it just a couple weeks ago.
And maybe risking breaking his neck happen in the game all the time? No, it doesn't.
Marchand did it just a couple weeks
ago. And he's got a huge nose.
And I'm not saying that that's part of the game. You make it sound like you've never seen guys get thrown down on the ice when their helmets are off. When guys are fighting all the time and a helmet comes off, next thing you know, it's a taekwondo, you know, hip toss. It's part of the game.
To your point, Wiggy, if this was Sean Thornton still playing, Greg would be defending it all day long.
Well, that's why I said,
Thornton,
Ken.
Great job.
I do love Sean Thornton.
Yes, you do.
Ken, ooh, I do love his book.
Ken, that's why I said to you, if you took the name off the back of the jersey and took it off Wilson, would you be looking at it like, oh, this guy needs to be thrown out of the league forever?
No, but you can't take the name off. That's the point. This guy is a serial predator. And so
okay,
you should
and
not
I agree
take
with
the
you
name
on
off
that.
But... next week, that could be an epic series. Chara, Wilson, Ovechkin, Bruins, Capitals. Oh, baby.
Never mind that. I want to watch that game tonight.
Totally. Yeah, the Rangers and the
I hope it's first face-off. Complete Donnybrook. First face-off.
Do you believe that Putin's involved, like the politics between Ovechkin and Panarin, like, are somehow involved?
I do think that. I think they may be involved.
Yeah, I would believe that.
I do. This was this in the second Russian dossier, Curtis?
Yes, it was.
Okay, good.
We need to see Ovechkin's emails.
Those aren't golden.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Lowriders. Mm. That's what Wiggy said earlier.
Good, man.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
I'm like Nico. I'm an old school car dude.
Are you a corn or flour tortilla guy? And answer carefully because I'm going to judge you.
I'm a flour tortilla guy.
Thank you.
The corn.
No need for corn tortillas.
Yeah.
Waste of everybody's time.
The texture is. I'm not a huge fan of the corn texture.
Yeah.
I think you mispronounced tortilla, Greg.
What? I think Wiggy calls it tortilla.
Tortilla.
Tortilla. L is normally silent, but I'm okay with that. And when I get fajitas for lunch, I'm going to go, you got to go flour tortilla.
Oh, yeah, all day.
Greg, enough of this. We got major breaking news.
What? Oh, we have breaking news? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program. This is breaking news.
Ryan Dull has signed a minor league deal. Brittany Baldy's boyfriend is now a Seattle Mariner.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Big.
This is she may be out of the co-host hunt.
Seattle's a long way away.
What kind of a ticket did he sign? A big deal?
No, minor league tryout basically. But that's good.
Oh.
Good for Ryan Dull.
She may be, I mean, he probably wants her there with him, his soulmate.
Right.
At this most important time in his career, that may mean that she's number one on your big board.
She's not number one on my big board. I haven't been able to put a big board together, Greg.
she may be unavailable.
You know,
Brittany may be unavailable at this point.
To Brittany's credit, she was the highest rated of all our guest hosts in the first round.
Yeah,
and that came in spite of Ryan Dull, who did a flat zero in the quarter hour he called in.
Hmm. Yeah,
and she was so electric. Otherwise,
I hope the Mariners don't cancel Dull when they do some research and hear what she said about George Floyd.
Oh, that's going to fit in perfectly in Seattle.
It's not a whale house.
Isn't the city already like taken over by people right now?
That could be. I think that's Portland, Oregon.
That could be a real issue.
Well, did the man die?
That wasn't a whale house.
He did.
Did the man die?
I don't
want to laugh.
That could be a real issue.
Just a normal house.
Larry the lawyer has called. We'll get to him in 1 second. This is George. Hey, George.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up, George?
That breaking news actually coincided kind of with what I was going to talk about. I think you guys should put up a poll for annoying voice or accent, because that actually will play in a lot too to how many people can deal with the girl for 4 hours or their voice. And I told your producer or whoever answers the phone, I only kind of like the first Megan's voice. I don't remember who was who. There was
Megan Ottolini. Yeah. So for right? you, and for, then, for you, it's about the voice, and you feel like some of them had an annoying voice.
Not just that. It's an annoying voice, and as I was going to say, some have like a little bit of an accent, or they kind of talk different, and sometimes for 4 hours, guys or even other women might be like, I just can't take her for 4 hours.
Mm, okay. He's not so maybe lying. You want,
all right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, listen, I can sum up the way this is going to go in song, if you allow me, before we get to Larry the lawyer, to put my iPod back in play. And the way I would sum this up is with a Survivor song.
Mm-hmm. How can I convince you? What you see is real.
Remember this one, Wiggy?
I gotta hear that one.
Curtis?
For doubting what you feel.
Curtis, you remember this?
I was always reaching.
Probably a big hit when you were at Rivers.
Just a girl I
no clue.
Knew I took for granted
the friend I had
in you. I was living for a
The answer is that when the search is over, the search is over. And the search in my mind is not over yet. Search is not over until candidate X is in the studio and gets her fair shot at it. That's it.
The search hasn't even started yet.
Search is not over.
Search is over for Ernie Bach. We heard that yesterday.
Search is not over. All right, Larry the lawyer has called the program. You had a question for him, Wiggy, about Deshaun Watson. Hey, Larry.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's going on? Larry, during that Deshaun Watson discussion, you texted that it's always all about the money.
Well, listen, when you file a lawsuit in the civil court, you're looking for one of two things. You're looking for money. That's the first thing. And the second thing is some kind of injunctive relief or equitable remedy, which they're not really seeking here. So the only reason that you file a civil lawsuit in this kind of a case is for compensation. If they didn't want the money, they could have all gotten together, put the case together, and delivered it to the district attorney and gone the other route with the criminal route. Huh. Civil cases equal money.
So, Larry, let me ask this, because I think the biggest thing is here is off of Rich Eisen's possible settlement coming. If you're Deshaun Watson, my first question would be, like, to my lawyer, to you, would be, how long is this going to take if we go to trial? Because it almost seems like that's going to determine when he even gets suspended by the NFL. So how long would a civil case like this generally take?
3 to 5 years.
Wow.
So think about it this way, Wiggy. You got 22 plaintiffs right now. You have one defendant. You're going to have at least 23 depositions, and I expect they're not going to be short depositions. You're going to have discovery in the written form. You're going to have all sorts of motions, procedural and otherwise. That's already starting with the latest motion to reveal the names of the accusers, which, as you all know, was allowed. So this is going to be a battle of attrition. It's going to take its toll on everybody involved. There's going to be a tremendous amount of money spent on attorneys. There's a lot of reasons for him to settle this case. And because somebody settles a case, sometimes it means they're guilty of what they're being accused of. But a lot of times it doesn't mean that. It means that exactly what you said, Wiggy, that they just want to move on and they just want to get their life back. it's a financial decision. And, you know, I agree. When you have $156 million contract extension, $2 million for him, it's probably like $20 for us.
So if he's getting an indication that he's not going to be able to play theoretically until this is settled either way, and it might be 3 years, it might be 5 years, he has to pay whatever it is, a couple million bucks to make it go away now.
Yeah, and when you say make it go away, there's a couple things. First and foremost, making it go away with a payment like that typically involves non-disclosure agreements, confidentiality agreements, all those types of things that would protect the athlete or, you know, the defendant in this particular case. You know, in a lot of ways, protects everybody. So I would imagine that that's what they're going for right now. Now, having said that, if there is a criminal case, and by all indications, the district attorney's office down there is aware of the case, and, you know, they are, I don't know what they're doing with it, but it seems as though the, you know, they are aware and they're doing something, some kind of an investigation. Any civil settlement would have a carve out in it that says, hey, look, this confidentiality agreement and this non-disclosure agreement does not apply if you're subpoenaed into court on a criminal case or you're a witness on a criminal case or you're ordered to participate in something like that by a judge. So there are times when these things aren't upheld, and that's with the criminal case. So there's still definitely some risk settling this type of thing, but it's not going to be used in the criminal case. You can't use settlement negotiations or settlements in a criminal case. So they're not going to be able to use that in the criminal case if there is one. And the standard of proof is different. So in a civil case, it's preponderance of the evidence. Call it 51% believe that he did it versus a criminal case, which is beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's somewhere up in the high 90s in terms of what people believe. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, but it makes perfect sense for him to try to get past this.
So you think his lawyers are advising him, hey, listen, you know, with the NFL looming and if this is going to take anywhere from 3 to 5 years and more information could come out later on down.
Well, why didn't they advise him that right away, though? Why, when he has somebody like Rusty Harden, why didn't he advise him right away, settle this? And, you know, he could have settled it when there were five cases, not 22 cases.
I think you hit the issue right there, Greg. That is the reason that they wouldn't settle it. You know, when it started with one person.
Right.
So then it ended up with four or five. So let's assume he settled at five and then 15 more came out of the woodwork. That's a problem. You know?
Yeah.
That's a problem. So I think what they're doing is they're waiting to see what the field looks like. And when I say the field of plaintiffs. And move forward with the settlement at that point in time. It's actually excellent lawyering.
And when his lawyer, we were talking earlier about the plaintiff's lawyer, when he said it was not about the money and they go back and settle this now, can we from the outside make any determination about the validity of those cases?
No. I will tell you this again. Of course, it's about the money. The lawyer, you know, admittedly, he doesn't need the money. So for him, it may be more about the publicity.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly for the people that are accusing him, it's about the money and it's about the mental understanding that, hey, this person admitted they're wrong. You know, for a lot of people, that's all they want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They get the money to go along with it, though, because they're filing a civil case. So,
yeah.
Now, will he have to come out and because when you say admitting that he's wrong, does he have to come out if he does settle and apologize, or is it just something like you said, because of the settlement there's like the NDAs and now it's just nobody really knows what happened, we don't have a ton of information on it except what's out there now, is that a way for him to say, all right, people are gonna view me either way, but it's a way for me to get back playing?
Well, I'll tell you this, there's no chance in the world that he's signing any settlement agreement or giving anybody money with an admission of wrongdoing.
Okay.
Almost all of these settlement agreements state clearly in the document that while Deshaun Watson would be settling the case, he's not admitting that he did anything wrong. And that's another benefit of this, because there's nothing that can be used in a criminal case against you from this.
Hmm.
All right.
That's interesting.
Interesting information. Thank you, Larry the lawyer.
Happy to help, gentlemen.
Who, by the way, I don't know if you've ever noticed when Larry is in here, very small nose. I don't know. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh.
What a shot.
You think? I mean, I am. I am half Italian. I got a thumb nose, right?
Which half? Which half?
But right. Larry has no idea.
He keeps telling me the good half.
Larry doesn't know about the study in small noses. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, I do got a small nose. Now that you talk about it.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.